This is session 4 of our Road to Quran Mastery series. If you've followed the first 3 sessions, then natural med, connected, disconnected med, and linking med should all be familiar to you. Never forget that practicing is the key to mastery. So use the knowledge that you've built up so far to practice every day, even for a little bit. And today, we'll talk about the 4th skill involving med, which is med lazim. So let's get started. Previously, we learned that the letters of med are waw, alif, and ya, and they receive natural med if they were preceded by a short vowel of the same nature. And they are extended even longer for 4 or 5 harakat if a hamza came after them. However, hamza is not the only reason that causes these letters to get extended longer than 2 harakat. In fact, if a letter has sukoon came after them, they must be extended for 6 harakat or 3 seconds, the longest you will ever have to extend any letter in the Quran. And this is what we call med lazim. So med lazim is a letter with sukoon that causes letters of med to get extended for 6 harakat. Now, how does a letter with sukoon look like in the Quran? Well, you will see it in 3 forms. The first and the easiest will be a letter that has the sign of sukoon, which is this sign on top, like in this example.
الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين.
So here we extended the alif for 6 harakat because the lam that came after it had the sign of sukoon on top. So this means that we have a med lazim in this position. The second type of letters with sukoon is a letter having shadda, which is this sign. And this also means that there is a sukoon integrated. How? Well, a letter with shadda means that it is doubled, and the first letter of which has sukoon. So, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we say,
الضالين.
So, we extend the alif in this position because the lam with shadda is made up of lam that has sukoon and another lam that has kasra under it. That's why we extend alif for 6 harakat for the med lazim. Similarly, in this word,
al-haqqah.
Third, some of al-huruf al-muqatta'ah also end with sukoon. Huruf muqatta'ah are the separated letters that you see them at the beginning of some surahs, like at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, which begins like this. And when you pronounce it, you don't say alam, but you actually pronounce every letter as if it is a separate word. And you would say
alif lam mim.
So the lam ended with the letter meem that has shadda, and the meem also ended with another meem that has shadda on top. Another example, can you already tell which letters should be extended for 6 harakat?
Kaf ha ya ayn sa.
Well, for one, you can simply make use of the med sign on top of them to make it easier for yourself. But if you want to know which letters are those exactly, then you can find them in this word. Sanaqus lakum. So, the letters seen, noon, qaf, sad, and so on are all extended for 6 harakat whenever they're mentioned in al-huruf al-muqatta'ah at the beginning of some surahs. So, med lazim is generated when a letter with sukoon follows one of the mad letters, waw, alif, and ya. And so you must extend them for 6 harakat. A letter with sukoon can simply be a letter that has this sign on top, a letter with shadda, which in fact contains a hidden sukoon, or if it is one of al-huruf al-muqatta'a at the beginning of some surahs. And the letters that have to be extended for 6 harakat form the word sanaqus lakum. And now it's time for the recitation of today's lesson. And as usual, all the mad lazim that we will encounter in this recitation will be highlighted with a different color. And towards the end of the recitation, I will no longer highlight anything so that you'll be able to detect the mad lazim yourself if there is any found.
قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ وَلَقَدْ بَوَّأْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ فَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this lesson. Today's questions will be from Surat Al-Imran. You're going to try and find the verses that correspond with the following translations. First question is, you are the best community that ever emerged for humanity. You advocate what is moral and forbid what is immoral and believe in God. Had the people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are the believers, but most of them are sinners. And the second question, Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Messengers have passed on before him. If he dies or gets killed, will you turn on your heels? He who turns on his heels will not harm God in any way, and God will reward the appreciative. Were you able to find the ayahs that correspond with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in session 5.